Final week of the regular season is upon us in high school football, and we continue on with our locker room chats on KNZA 103.9, and it's now time to talk a little bit about the Sabetha Blue Jays, and we're joined by head coach Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Another big win, Coach, 62-7. You get it done last week against Horton. Team improves to 6-1 overall. We talked the week prior after the game against Riverside. You said that was really the first time you felt that it was kind of a complete game from start to finish. Again, 62-7 this week against Horton. Do you feel like that carried over into this past game, or were there some things maybe that you were maybe not as so pleased to see with?
No, it did carry over into this game, and our kids came out focused and put a good first quarter and a half together, and then, you know, we were able to control the game, and the best thing that I saw was our guys not overlooking anybody, not looking to the next game, not looking to the playoffs, not doing anything, just taking care of that game, and I thought they did a nice job all week of that, and obviously playing in the game, and then to see that all the young guys get in the game and get some Friday night experience again is really good for our program, and I'm proud of the kids for getting out there and playing as hard as they can and trying to get better.
And we talk about it as being a great positive when you can get those young guys in certain scenarios under the lights on a Friday night. But on the flip side of that, just how nice is it to have that game, you know, as we're down to the last week here in the regular season, but just getting your guys a little bit of extra rest, some of those starters maybe a little bit of time off as we're deep into the year?
Yeah, that's always good. You know, this is the time of year where we, you know, cut our practices times down a little bit just to get our legs back underneath of us. And when you can do that, I know that our kids want to play and they want to run the ball and they want to defend and they want to score and do all that stuff. But they also understand, you know, if you make a deep run in the playoffs, that you know, you still got another 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks left in the season. So that's critical to get the rest too.
And we'll talk about Nemaha Central coming up here in our next segment. Of course, monster matchup for a district title. And, you know, throughout the course of the year, we've talked a lot about your defense and how good they have been, and they continue to play well on that side of the ball. But here in the last couple of weeks, it seems like the offense is finding a little bit more of a groove. Talk about that unit and what you're seeing from them.
Yeah, we're getting more consistent, understanding who to block, when to block, how fast. And so I think our front five, seven are coming together really nicely. And they're just doing the little things. You know, we talk all the time about if you're on the backside of a play, getting downfield and turning maybe that 4 yard play, normally maybe springing it for 14 yards. And, you know, when you can have that mindset, it goes a long ways. When, you know, the deeper you go and teams that's not really familiar with you, and so I just like our consistency up front right now. And you know, we're trying to do some things in the passing game, and we're just learning every game. You know, we've got to do this better and this better in the passing game to make us just a little more balanced. But obviously we want to run the ball, and we've done that so well the last few games.
One of the marquee matchups in the state this week will be in Seneca, as Nemaha Central hosts Sabetha. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. Locker room chats continue on here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we're talking Sabetha Blue Jays football with the head coach. That is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Well, we wrap up the regular season with the marquee matchup, not only in the Big 7, but a district title is on the line for Class 2A, District Number 4, as your team goes into Seneca to take on the undefeated Nemaha Central Thunder. And just so much on the line with this game, but how about just this Nemaha Central team, how dominant they've been all year? What's really the one thing that stands out to you the most about this team and how good they have been?
Well, just their consistency on the ground and running the ball. You know, they're big up front, and they got the guys in the backfield, the good athletes, and they're big and strong. It just seems like nobody's been able to stop them on the ground. And then, you know, they throw when they want to. They've had to throw sometimes But, you know, that's what makes them so dominant is when you can run the ball like that and then throw when you want to. And when you throw and got a quarterback like they've got, and he can throw the ball, but he can also, you know, just tuck it and run it. So we've just got to continually defensively just do what we've done for years and years and years. Just say we've got to stop the run, and we've got to continue to stop the big play. We can't let them have big plays on us. And that's what we talk about every game for as long as I've been here. So nothing new has changed.
Don't know if you had a chance to really see Nebraska Central's game last week. Again, they had quite a battle with Riley County. They kept themselves in it, and certainly the Thunder had to really grind and work their way to that 34-12 win. But Riley County really giving them their first test since week one. I don't know if, again, if you've seen some of that game or what, but just kind of slowing this thing down and really making Nemaha Central earn it, what are a few key things that you're going to have to do to really make them do that?
Well, we got to remember first that Riley County's record doesn't show what kind of good athletes they have on their football team. They've had a super tough schedule, and, you know, they make you earn, too, just because they're good athletes. But, you know, one thing that I see against any team that we play is our offense has got to keep drives alive. We've got to win time of possession. We can't turn it over. And I think a big thing in every game is third down. Can you get off the field in third down defensively? And can you get the first down when you have third down? Or get it to at least fourth and short? And that just keeps the chains moving and keeps your offense there. And that keeps their deadly offense on the sideline. So those are the things we've got to do this week.
You know, leading up to a game of this magnitude with the district title on the line and chance to get a piece of the Big 7 League crown as well, do you have to worry about distractions with your team this year? Do they feel like, or do you feel like they've come to practice, work in, don't have to really worry about keeping distractions out of their mind, and they're putting it in the right mindset to obviously be in the right state of mind going into this one?
That's why we preach at the beginning of every year, and for as long as I can remember, is that's why the next game's the most important, so that you don't go on that roller coaster ride of we're playing a big game this week, and we decide that this week isn't a big week for whoever decides that. But we've got to worry about us, and we've got to play even keel, and you've just got to play like that in the playoffs, because every game's a big game. And especially now that the districts are aligned like they are, you got five big games at the end of the year. So you can't just say your last game's the biggest one and your next, you know, the playoff game's the biggest one. You've got to just continue to preach the next game's the most important, because if you slip with Riley County and with Minneapolis and with Nemaha and Riverside the way they've done this year, I mean, then all of a sudden you're looking at you know, going on the road in the playoffs, and that's always a tough thing to do. So that's why we've done this for years and just preach, hey, we're not going to change practice. You're not going to change the bus ride. You're not going to change pregame. We're going to do the same things we've done so that we can play consistently.
Should be a lot of fun on Friday night. Sabetha at Nemaha Central, of course, streaming on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. We'll have it for you as well on KNZA 103.9. But a district title, Central League championship on the line as well. A lot of fun. Two of the best teams in Class 2A. That's Garrett Michael, head coach of the Blue Jays, joining us again, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.